Thank you and good morning. The County Critical Incident Response Team, comprised of law enforcement officers from local agencies and the DA's office, have opened an investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Eureka on Tuesday afternoon at a residence in the 3200 block of Pine Street. DA investigators were at the house in an effort to contact a man wanted in connection with the murder of David Ganfield in April of last year. While at the scene, the suspect, 24-year-old Nicholas Johnson, came out of the house firing at the investigators without warning. The investigators returned fire, wounding Johnson, who was taken to the hospital for medical treatment. Johnson had a warrant out in his name in connection with Ganfield's death. Ganfield had been dropped off at Mad River Hospital last year and had suffered severe head trauma. He was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment and later died. District Attorney Maggie Fleming, whose office would normally review any officer-involved shooting, said in a statement that she has contacted the State Attorney General's office to investigate the shooting because it involved investigators from her office. Personnel from the State Crime Lab were on scene well into the evening hours on Tuesday, and Johnson is expected to survive his wounds. The coroner's office has identified the body of an adult man whose remains were found by a passerby near Alder Point Road last week. While a positive identification has been made, the name of the 71-year-old Alder Point resident is being withheld until next of kin have been notified. It was last Thursday when a resident was walking their dog that they came upon the body and called 911. The coroner's office and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, recovered the body, and opened an investigation. There are concerns about how the man's body got to such a remote location so far from his home. An autopsy has been performed, and the investigation into a cause of death remains open. Jordan Christmas has news from the supervisors.
The Board of Supervisors unanimously approved to pass the medical marijuana land use ordinance at their meeting. After spending the earlier part of the month hammering out the remaining details for the land use ordinance, the supervisors were able to approve it before the March 1st deadline. The land use ordinance will regulate the commercial cultivation, processing, manufacturing, and distribution of medical marijuana within the county. The ordinance will also coincide with Senate Bill 643 and Assembly Bills 266 and 243, which were passed in September of 2015.
Thank you, Jordan. The countywide sales tax increase, Measure Z, enters its second year, and once again, the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will meet to discuss and recommend what public safety projects should be funded with the revenue from the half-cent sales tax. Interested parties have until February 19th to get their applications in, and the committee will make its recommendations to the Board of Supervisors in March. Last year, Measure Z generated almost $9 million in revenue that was used to purchase new fire safety equipment for volunteer departments and led to the hiring of dozens of new personnel at the Sheriff's Office and the DA's Office. There were 46 applications submitted from 24 agencies in 2015. 15 of those were either fully or partially funded through Measure Z revenue. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Tomorrow will mark the one-year anniversary of the fire that destroyed the historic Star Hotel building in downtown Fortuna. The fire ripped through the building and was caused by a faulty electrical panel. What the fire didn't destroy was torn down, and plans were made to rebuild. On Tuesday's Talk Shop, Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario spoke about the process and the progress made in rebuilding a key structure on Main Street, albeit without a hotel this time around.
It's a commercial building. It'll accommodate at least five commercial spaces, and there were five businesses there previously on the first floor. It won't have the second floor hotel, but it looks nice. It fits with our downtown. It is a two-story-ish building, not really a usable second floor, but a lot of storage and other, support for the businesses down below.
Candelario said that the building's owners have submitted plans, and the city likes what they have seen.
Property owners there, the Johnsons, have been working hard, and they've been working with some architects and some engineers, and they did submit their plans. We immediately scheduled it for our planning commission to take a look, gave it all high marks and passed it forward and gave it back to the property owners, and essentially are the developers, to continue working on their plan and then get it submitted for building permits. So it is moving forward and taking shape.
The building will also feature a second-floor mezzanine that Candelario said will be perfect for viewing parades and other activities that take place in downtown Fortuna. You can hear the entire interview with Candelario by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.